them render peace.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we'll speak of the two P's this afternoon, this evening. They are Peter and Paul.
当然先讲一个彼得, 然后再讲保罗。
Of course, we'll talk about Peter first, and then we'll move on to Paul.
彼得跟保罗就是跟你我一样的普通的人而已。Peter
and Paul are but everyday human beings like you and I.
那我们知道彼得是主耶稣如果有十个使徒名单，他常常是排第一位。
Peter often appeared first on the list of Jesus.
那他也是很早被主耶稣选召的门徒之一。
And he was also one of the first disciples to be chosen by Jesus.
他要经过很多锻炼以后才能够成为神的工人。
But it wasn't until after much trial and training before he became a good worker for God.
那他跟保罗不太一样，彼得是被人家看，被人家被那官府的人、外面的人认定说你这个是无学小民。
And Peter has been deemed to be a person, an unlearned person.
那相反的保罗，人家说你学问太大，疯了。
Paul, on the other hand, people say that he was simply a madman because he was simply too intellectual.
刚好相反。
And they are of a sharp contrast.
彼得是那个十五时代的教会的创开始建立基础神重用的工人。
Peter was a worker, a first worker who was used by God to establish the apostolic church.
然后他也把这个福音带到外邦，进入外邦的第一个人，外邦家庭的第一个人。
And it was also he who first brought the gospel into the Gentile family.
但在这之前，我们晓得腓力已经向那个埃提亚伯太监传过道了，对不对？
But we know that Philip was the first to preach unto the Gentiles, for he taught the Ethiopian eunuch before this.
但是那个是没有计划的。
But that wasn't a planned.
也不是自主的。
And it wasn't one in which he did it willfully.
就他忽然被那个圣灵带到那里，他就要去传。传完之后，圣灵就把提他不见了。埃提亚伯找不到人了，变不见人了。
It wasn't premeditated. The Holy Spirit simply brought him there and then took him away afterwards.
那彼得他是第一个进入到哥尼流家，他要进去呢，很大的挣扎。
Peter was the first to enter into the house of Cornelius, and before he did so, he struggled within himself.
那回来之后也被骂了一通。
And after he returned, he was chastised by the other apostles.
还发生很多的争执，对不对？
And caused many turmoil within them.
其实，在耶稣的时候，耶稣已经进到那个当时他们所认为很糟糕的，就是撒玛利亚人的村庄里面去过了。
But even Jesus, he preached into a Samaritan village, a place where the Jewish deemed unclean.
那个。 犹太人当时在骂人呢，如果说你这个人不好或是不洁净，他们就说你是撒玛利亚人。
And if a Jew were to criticize someone and say that he's a bad person, he would call him a Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人跟说你是被鬼附着，同样的骂人的，同等刺激的话。
To be called a Samaritan is to be like called. It's just like being called a demon possessed.
约翰福音第8章第48节。 犹太人就这样来讲耶稣了。
And in John chapter 8 verse 48, this is how the Jews describe Jesus.
不要每个都换啊，换你们换不及哈。他们就跟耶稣说：“你是撒玛利亚人，并且是鬼附着的。”You're
a Samaritan and have a demon.
哦，所以可见撒玛利亚人跟鬼附着是同样骂人很重的话。你说这个人，你疯了，不是开玩笑的。And
we can see how severe it is. And how bad it is to be called a Samaritan.
那主耶稣进到撒玛利亚人的村庄，并且在那里受他们招待，住了两天。
Not only did Jesus enter into the village of the Samaritans, he was received by them for 2 days.
哦，这是记载在第4章。
And this is recorded in chapter 4.
这个彼得啦，他们都应该，圣经是没有记载，但是因为只是记载说门徒们哦，他们可以跟进去的，哦，接受招待了。
And although it's not written in the Bible, the apostles, such as Peter, were perhaps taken in to hospitality along with Jesus.
所以后来在路加福音第9章，人家又有一次经过撒玛利亚的村庄，对不对？人家不招待他们，他们很生气啊，说天火把他们烧死算了。 心里不平衡嘛，第一次接待，第二次不接待。
And in the book of Luke, it records a second incident where they passed by the Samaritan village. However, at that second time, they were not received in warmly. And they said, well, then let the fire descend from heaven and burn up the entire village.
那彼得就是把这个道理，他第一个进到外邦人家庭的使徒。
Nonetheless, Peter was the first to preach the gospel unto a Gentile family.
那保罗因为他有先天的优厚的条件，就是他在宗教上跟学问上面都是当代很出类拔萃的人。
Paul, on the other hand, was a well-known person in the intellectual and religious world.
但是这个不表示说他这样子就是神用的最主要的条件。
But these materialistic qualifications doesn't mean that he would be used by God.
因为当时学问比他多大的人多得很啊，至少他老师比他厉害吧。
Because there is bound to be people who are wiser than he, such as his teacher.
那他的热心也不是说在当时最好的吧。
And his zeal was perhaps not the best in his time.
所以他的外在的好条件也不是绝对的神用的这个条件。
So we see that the materialistic qualifications may not necessarily be what God looks at.
他要经过神的、主耶稣的那个选召选拔。
He still needs the choosing of Jesus.
并且经过十多年的训练。
And undergo 10 years of training.
你们不要以为说保罗被神那个被耶稣光一照就马上变成使徒啊，变成传道，还差远了咯，还要磨一下子。
Do not think that right after Jesus shone the light upon Paul or Saul that he became an apostle. He still needed to undergo a period of training.
神把他磨到最后了，才叫他出来。这时候年纪也大了。
And only when he is tried and trained, and gone older, did God use him.
彼得是开创的人物。Peter
was the person who starts things.
保罗是扩张的人物。And
Paul was the one who made it grow.
但是最后，神都在他们身上得到荣耀。
But in the end, it was God who received the glory.
一个被钉十字架，一个被砍头。
One was crucified, the other was beheaded.
以人间来讲，死得够凄惨了吧？
In human terms, they died a pitiful death.
这就是神工人最后结局了。
But this is a normal course of the end of a worker of God.
但是耶稣说，你要用你的死来荣耀神。
But Jesus said, you must use your death to glorify God.
这是超乎人间的头脑的了。
This may be beyond our logical thinking.
一般人认为说，神的供到最后要寿终正寝，要儿女满孙，这样才是对的。这也是对，也是神的祝福。但是彼得、保罗他们两个都被杀死了。Perhaps
we think that in order to be blessed by God, we must receive longevity and have many descendants. But this may not be right because here Peter and Paul both died for Christ.
每个人都有每个人的人，每一个人有他神要他走的路。
For unto each person, God has instructed a way.
你不可以画等号，用我的形式来套在你头上。
And we cannot simply walk according to our own will.
你可能寿终正寝，像约翰一样，活到很老很老才能够荣耀神。
Perhaps we have to live until we're really old before we can begin glorifying God.
他可能一生一直生病，到最后被车子撞死了，也可能这样荣耀神哦。
Such as John, or perhaps we may need to become old and be hit by a car and die, and this is how we glorify God.
就是看你在活的时候是不是尽了力为神工作了，是不是保守在道里面了。
What really matters is during our lifetime, do we really try our best to glorify the name of God?
我们记得约伯的三个朋友吗？
Do you remember the three friends of Job?
他们三个人实在是好人，并且呢信仰很好的人。
There were good people of faith.
约伯生病了，约伯财产没有了，平常人跟我何干？他们老远的来看他。
When Job was sick, his friends went from afar to see him.
还跟他在那边七天七夜，在那边跟他一起痛哭，他没有哭，然后在那边跟他一起哀伤，并且呢没有吃。
And dwell with him for 7 days and 7 nights.
但是他们这三朋友就是以他们自己认为的神的形式，以他们自己认为的信仰的模式来要套，硬要套在约伯的头上。
But the three friends of Job try to impose their own idea of who God is and what faith is upon Job.
如果我们看约伯记看到第二章，约伯还是两次的大灾难，他都没有打倒他。
In the book of Job, we see that Job did not fall, although he persevered through two tribulations.
就这三个朋友来害了。And
the second one is the one from his friends.
来了之后，才跟他讲话的时候，才引起这个约伯的质疑啊。
And it is because of these three friends that Job became self-righteous.
约伯不对。
Job was wrong.
这三个朋友到最后也是神说你们这三个人，也是有罪的啦。
And in the end, God said that these three friends have sinned.
因为你们讲的比我的仆人约伯还糟糕。
Because your speech is worse than that of my servant Job.
这三个人他们用自己的有限的头脑的神的形式，要来一个小帽子，硬要压在约伯的头上，要了他当然痛哭嘛，很受不了嘛，所以他就反抗了嘛，所以到最后约伯就受不了，就开始抱怨了嘛。
The three friends' perception of God and faith is like a little cap, and the friends try to enforce his cap upon Job, and of course Job could not bear it, and he wept.
这三个朋友到最后还要去拜托约伯，神跟他说：“你去叫约伯替你们祷告，不然的话你们不会好，神要惩罚你们。”
And in the end, God said to the three people, "You must go to Job and ask him to make plea on your behalf, or else you shall be ill."
本来是好心去要安慰人，后来惹上一身罪。
The three friends originally wanted to go to comfort someone. In the end, they brought sin upon themselves.
还要叫你要去安慰那个人，要替你代祷，才能够得医治啊。
And you have to ask the one whom you try to comfort to make intercession on your behalf.
为什么？
Why?
因为他用自己的信仰的模式，要套到别人头上。我们人很喜欢这样子，然后以我看齐啊，以我为中心，他还对你还好。
Because they try to impose upon others their own perception of faith.
神有给每个人他要走的路。
We should remember that God has given each and every one of us our own way in life.
他们要进迦南之前呢，神给他们讲了一句很重要的一句话。
Before they enter into the land of Canaan, God told the Israelites something.
在那个约书亚记第三章里面。
In the book of Joshua.
我念就好了，你们不用翻了。
Do not turn to this scripture.
可以记得三章第四节。 约书亚记三章第四节，这边是说你们都要跟着约柜走。
In Joshua chapter 3 verse 4, God instructs them to walk behind the ark.
那不可跟约柜相近。
Do not draw near to the ark.
那约柜这样才能够保持距离，他才能够告诉你们怎么样，你们当走的路。
And only when the ark was a few paces in front of you, may you see where you should go.
因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Because this path is one in which you've never traveled before.
每个人要进迦南。
Every one of us need to enter into the land of Canaan.
我们每个人路都是神给我们的。
And the way is instructed by God.
你每个人的经历也是神给你的。
Our own experiences were given to us by God.
天国路上没有说我是那个仕途的老马。
When on this heavenly path, none of us is an experienced horse.
每个人都要从神那边直接领受。
Well, each and every one of us must receive instructions directly from God.
我们只是弟兄姊妹互相勉励了哈。
And each and every one of us are but brothers and sisters who encourage one another.
我们每个人都是看耶稣的。
All of us should look upon Jesus.
彼得、保罗也是这样子。
Similarly, for Peter and Paul.
那我们现在来看彼得。
Well, first let's study Peter.
彼得他的希腊文名叫做 Simon 了哈。
His Greek name is Simon.
那他的亚兰文。 就是西面
or Simeon in Aramaic.
那我们知道他是出生是渔夫。
He was born a fisherman.
他爸爸叫做约翰。
Father's name was John.
那他有个弟弟叫做安德烈。
Had a brother named Andrew.
他们有自己的渔船。
They had their own fishing boats.
那圣经说他结了婚了。
Bible said that he was married.
那他们家在这个加百农地方可能有一栋房子。
They perhaps had a house in Capernaum.
就到现在，有的观光客去的话，有一个房子叫做彼得之家。
And if you were going to be traveling that area, there's still a house called Peter's House.
那他五旬节之后呢，出去传道。
And he preached during the day of Pentecost.
那保罗也在哥罗前书九章五节。 介绍他说他常常带着太太到处去传道。
And in First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 5, it records that Peter brings his wife to preach.
那他在被召的时候呢，他是就是初期的被选召的人之一。
He was among the first of the disciples who were chosen by Jesus.
如果按照约翰福音的话，他应该是第三个被选召的。
According to the book of John, he was the third to be called.
但是总之他很早就被召。
Nonetheless, it was only important to know that he was among the first.
他被召之后可能有再回去捕鱼。
After he was called by God, there was a period of time when he went back to fishing.
但是自从路加福音第五章之后，他就真的放下他的渔具跟耶稣了。
And it was not until Luke chapter 5 that he forsake his career as a fisherman to follow Jesus wholeheartedly.
路加福音五章，这是记载耶稣要讲道。
In Luke chapter 5, it records of a Jesus sermon.
那因为人很多嘛。
Because the multitudes were great.
那耶稣就向他们借渔船，耶稣坐在渔船上面讲道，然后那些众人在岸上，这样就不会挤来挤去，那保持距离，然后众人可以看到耶稣。
Luke borrowed their fishing boats, went into the middle of the sea, and preached to the people who were on the shore.
主耶稣用你的东西一定会还给你。
We know when Jesus used your belongings, he will return it to you.
不但把原来的船还给你，他还还他两艘船的鱼啊，多哈，当做报酬。
Not only will he return your boat, he will return it along with two boats full of fishes.
在这时候，彼得他们本来已经打了一个晚上的鱼，打不到。
Now the story goes, they have been fishing all night, but could not catch anything.
但是听耶稣的话，耶稣指示他就好了，下网了。
But as they obediently listened to Jesus' instructions, they cast the net into the sea.
这外行人指导内行人就是这样子。
And this is how the novice instructed the experts.
但是神国的事情常常超乎人意料之外的，结果一群这些有经验的渔夫抓不到船。抓不到鱼，耶稣一教他们，他马上抓很多。
But of course, things of the heaven are things we can understand. Here, Jesus simply instructed them to cast the net, and they received a surprisingly big catch.
多的，他们几乎两条船快要沉下去。
As a matter of fact, the catch was so great that both of the boats were about to sink.
他们本来把耶稣当成先生了，当成老师。
In the beginning, they saw Jesus simply as a rabbi.
但是这是在第五节了。
As in verse 5.
到了第八节，彼得看到这个样子，看到神迹，他心里震撼。
In verse 8, Peter was shocked.
面对着这个主耶稣伟大的神权，他跪在耶稣的脚前。
Before Jesus' great power, he knelt.
他俯伏在耶稣的脚前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
Humbly he said, "Lord, depart from me, for I am a sinner."
你不能看到神的伟大，你就不会谦卑。
Unless you see the great majesty of Jesus, you will not be humble.
约伯一直质疑，后来神不要跟他讲什么，让他看看大自然，他就谦卑了。
Job was very self-righteous, so God let him see the marvels of Mother Nature, and he humbled himself.
这时候他不称耶稣为先生了。
Here they no longer call Jesus Mr.
先生只是很会教导人而已啊。
Or Rabbi.
他现在你是我的主啊。
For Rabbi can only teach, but Jesus was the Lord.
把耶稣当成主，当成生命的主。
They recognize Jesus as the Lord of life.
这时候我们看到捕了两艘船，满满的鱼，已经很高兴哇！真借耶稣东西还不错哈，还有两艘船鱼也很多了。
Wouldn't Peter be really happy to see two ships full of fish? Wouldn't it be good to lend Jesus the boat?
他们很惊讶。
They were surprised.
连西比泰两个儿子，就是那雅各、约翰，也是这样子，很惊讶。
Similarly, James and John were surprised.
但是主耶稣对彼得说：“你从今之后，不要再得人了，对吧？不要再得鱼了。
”And Jesus said unto Peter, "Do not be fishers anymore."
你要得人了。
For you should be fishers of men.
十一节蛮有趣的。
Verse 11.
他们就把两只船拢了岸，就撇下所有的跟从耶稣，连两。不但鱼没有了，那个撇下了，连船也撇下了，所以到最后他们有赚到什么没
？With all simplicity, they left the boat and the fishes. In the end, what did they gain?
在物质上面，不但鱼得不到，两艘船呢放弃了。
Peter even forsake the two fishing boats.
所以物质的祝福不是最终的祝福。
So we must recognize that the material blessings are not the ultimate blessings.
彼得他做了那两艘船的鱼，刚抓起来的时候，很快的很高兴，但是到最后怎么样？鱼卖的时候他可能不在吧，因为跟耶稣去了。
Peter must be rejoicing when he brought up the fishes, but when the fish was being sold, Peter was probably not there, for he must be with Jesus.
从这时候开始的，彼得就真正的跟耶稣去传道了。
And from that point on, Jesus truly preached with Jesus.
再来，他一路上跟着主耶稣。All
along the way, he followed Jesus.
跟耶稣的路上也是蛮辛苦的啦。Now,
the journey in which Jesus traveled was hard.
自己捕鱼也不错，当老板也不错，跟着耶稣，有一个耶稣当主，有时候还看人的脸色。And
it perhaps would have been better for Peter to be a fisherman, for he was his own boss, and serving after Jesus might have been more difficult.
不是吗？他们经过那个撒玛利亚村庄，人家不接待他们，他们气起来了。
Wasn't it so when they passed by the village of the Samaritans, people refused to receive them, and they were angry.
那在这个跟着主耶稣的路上的彼得呢，他常常是当着就是发言人的地位，他常常都他第一个先讲话。And
along the way, those who follow Jesus, it was Peter who speaks first and always.
所以马太福音第10章2节这边也提到了。So
in Matthew chapter 11 verse 12 it says,
10章2节这边说，这12使徒的名，头一个叫做西门，所以他常常在。 耶稣的这个12个门徒的名单当中，他常常是名列第一。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 2 rather, it says, Now the names of the 12 disciples are these. First, Simon, who is called Peter. So you see, Peter always appear first on Jesus' list.
那我们等一下会看看，他有时候讲的话是不错，是有神指示，有时候讲话是没头没脑。
And as we will study later on, that some of the words he said were wise, and the others, it may be meaningless.
那这个彼得呢，他跟约翰、跟雅各是，应该说是耶稣最贴身的、随身的三个门徒了。Peter,
James, and John were perhaps the most intimate disciples of Jesus.
所以在马可福音5章37节那边，耶稣去叫这个埃鲁的女儿复活的事上呢，他们也跟着去了。
That's why in Mark chapter 5 verse 37, Jesus brought with him his disciples and he resurrected the dead.
马太福音17章1节，马可福音9章2节，路加福音9章这边的遍茂山上，他们三个人也参加有份。
And also on the mountain of transfiguration, it was those three disciples who were with Jesus.
所以一路上，主耶稣对他是很用心的教导。
So we see that all along the way, Jesus taught these three disciples well.
那这个彼得呢，他 如果我们看他的整个的一生，他在跟耶稣的路上这段路呢，他应该说是一个热情洋溢的性情中人。
Perhaps if we look at the Bible closely, we may find Peter to be a very passionate and expressive person.
他人看起来很豪放。Then
he may be a little bit imposing at times.
但是有时候他很敢讲话的当中呢，稍许带一点很有点鲁莽的味道。
And he may be a little bit rough in his speech.
你有什么样的个性，神就用什么的方法来训练你。
And whatever your personality is, God will train you accordingly.
你很顺服，神就让你舒舒服服的过一生。
If you're obedient, then your life shall be comfortable.
你很悖逆，神就让你的悖逆来医治你。
If you're rebellious, then God will let your rebellious teach you a lesson.
这圣经人物都是这样子的，你看先祖也是一样，亚伯拉罕、以赛亚各、约翰。 那约瑟，你看他们的个性跟他们一生很有关系啊。And
if you look at the fathers of our faith in the Old Testament, we can see this is the way in which God teach people.
亚伯拉罕是向前的。Abraham
was one who.
所以他在他的一生当中是一直朝着完全信心、爱心的这路上前进。
Abraham was a person who seeks advancement. That's why throughout his life we may see him improving in faith.
所以创世纪17章神说我是完全的，你要做完全人；我是全能的，你要做完全人。That's
why in Genesis chapter 17, God told Abraham, "I am perfect. Be ye perfect like me."
那这个雅各呢
？What about Jacob?
雅各神说你这虫雅各
，God said, "O foolish Jacob."
我是 you worm Jacob. worm, 虫,
and
就是毛毛虫那种虫,
God called Jacob a worm.
这条虫呢, 神到最后把它训练的变成蝴蝶, 你们这一起的那个 living water 是不是, 有一条虫, 变成蝴蝶,
and this is the very worm that God had made into a butterfly.
那雅各他这个人很喜欢争, 很喜欢骗, 神就让他被人家争, 也被人家骗。
And since Jacob likes to deceive others and also was very competitive, God used these two to teach Jacob.
他到年老说应该是一个很命很好的一个老年人才对。And
in his elderly age, Jacob should have been pretty comfortable.
到最后法老请他进去并且要跟法老祝福啊，就是法老认为他比他位分大。 他不是说总统觐见来总统训话，不是，他是相反的，要跟法老祝福。
And it may seem that Jacob's status was higher than that of Pharaoh's, for he was about to bless Pharaoh.
一般人如果你是当爸爸到这种地方，一定说哇，感谢主啊，这就是孩子乖，然后那感谢神啊，赐给我这样子哈，我们会感谢一番。但是那雅各进去就讲什么？哦，一生又苦又短，不及我的列祖，对不对？ 一般人不会讲这样子的，但是真的他一生是苦的，这个话那个以撒就不会讲了。
If you were Jacob and you enter into the palace of Pharaoh, wouldn't you be very proud of the accomplishment of your son Joseph? However, the first words in which Jacob uttered before the Pharaoh was, "My life was long and full of sorrow."
Short, 不是 long.
My life was short and full of sorrow.
那这以撒呢，他一生短短的哈，记载很少，就26章，记不多。你不要以为他是没有不重要的人物啊，话多的人不一定就重要，故事多的人不一定就重要。And
his life, the recording, there was very few recordings of his life in the Bible.
以撒他一生呢，没有讲过几句话，就是以撒，以撒，以撒。
Isaac did not utter a lot of words during his lifetime.
连他结婚的时候，他没有讲 yes or no 呢，他没有讲。反而那个利百加，他们说你跟他去好吗？他说 yes， 那就跟他去了。所以他一生是顺服的，所以顺服的人比较少故事嘛，对不对？
And even at the matter of marriage, he did not get to say yes or no. It was Rebecca who made the decision, basically.
所以他一生很舒服的过。
So we can see that he led an obedient yet comfortable life.
人家再怎么欺负他，一直忍，一直忍，一直忍，对不对？挖井的故事，我们都很熟。
No matter how people took advantage of him, he simply yielded.
如果换到雅各，可能他拼了。And
Jacob, on the other hand, would have fought with his life.
你顺服的人，顺服神的人，你会过得比较舒服了。顺顺服服，你就会舒舒服服。Well,
if you're very obedient, then God will give you a comfortable life.
彼得他不是说很勇敢说，主啊，我要跟你一起死吗？
Did Peter not say in front of people that, "Oh Lord, I will die with you"?
因为福音21章，主耶稣说，你跟从我吧。
John chapter 21, Jesus said, "Well, follow me then."
那彼得就看东看西，主耶稣说，你跟从我吧，你不要管别人，不干你的事。
And in that chapter, Jesus said, "Do not look." Left and right, simply follow me and don't pay attention to the others.
就说你到老的时候，你不愿意去的地方，要带你去。And
when you get old, wherever you do not want to go, people will bring you there.
你跟从我吧。And
simply follow me.
跟从耶稣去，得人如得鱼，世上出去传道。Simply
follow Jesus, and you shall be fishers of men.
还有跟着耶稣，跟耶稣一样被钉十字架。And
follow Jesus all the way to be crucified with him.
这不是他喜欢的吗？
Isn't this what Peter wanted?
所以常常你的有时候愿望今天不成全，可能以后成就让你成全了。
So perhaps your desire is not fulfilled today, but it shall be fulfilled one day.
彼得在众人面前讲说，我要为你死，讲的不是很大声，并且很勇敢，并且呢很出风头吗？
Did Peter not make a loud proclamation before the people, saying that I shall die with Christ?
到他到年老的时候。 耶稣说：“你不愿意去的地方，人家把你带去。”
And eventually Jesus said, "People will bring you to the place even where you do not want to go."
圣经是没有记载的，那个彼得外传哈是有记载说，他到老的时候，人家抓他，他跑了。
And it was this is not recorded in the Bible, but when Peter was old, people wanted to capture him, and he ran.
他跑刚跑出那个罗马城城门的时候，他看到说，哎，有一个耶稣，哎，他耶稣怎么背着十字架进城？
And when he saw, when he ran to the gate of the city, he saw Jesus, and he saw Jesus carrying a cross.
他说：“耶稣，你要去哪里？”
And he asked Jesus, "Where are you going?"
他说：“主啊，你要去哪里？”他说：“我要去钉十字架了。”
And the reply was, "I am going to be crucified."
就不见了。
And he disappeared.
那彼得就说：“哎呀，不能，耶稣不能钉两次十字架。”
And Peter thought to himself, I have to be crucified with Christ.
不是的，耶稣不能钉两次十字架了。你下一句我等一下才会讲啊。
Peter said, I cannot let Jesus be crucified twice.
钉的应该是我。
It is I who should be crucified.
所以他就被抓了，被钉十字架了。
So he allowed himself to be captured and crucified.
所以也不是他喜欢的。
It is not what he desired.
所以在跟主的路上呢，他个性豪放，跟好像很豪放，并且常常有时候带自豪。
So while he followed Jesus, it seems that he gets all the glory.
但在自豪。中呢又沮丧。
Although there were times of glory, there are also times of sorrow.
他有时候变得很刚强，有时候变得很软弱。
There are times of strength and times of weakness.
所以他是在自豪与沮丧、自用与懊恼、刚强与软弱当中回荡。
And he was one who walked between pride and humility, between strong and weak.
但是到最后，神呢把他造就成为一个可用的磐石。
But in the end, God had made him a usable rock.
但是这个磐石不是一下子就变成磐石了，有时候软弱了像一块豆腐一样。
But this rock wasn't a strong rock all the time. Sometimes it became a piece of tofu.
那所以我们下面这就是有几点，我们来看看他在跟主的路上有经过深谷，也有通过高山。
So we can see, as we shall study later on, how he followed Jesus through all the tribulations and joys.
我们看马太福音十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14.
十四章二十二节到三十二节，这个故事我们都很熟悉。
We're all very familiar with this story recorded.
这是耶稣走在海面的故事。
Verses 22 through 33. This records when Jesus walked on the water.
耶稣走海面，他看到，他想说，如果是主是你的话，让我来走。
And when he saw Jesus on the water, he said, "Lord, if it is you, allow me to walk on the water as well."
那这时候主耶稣答应他了。主耶稣先答应说，好吧，你来走吧。
Jesus said, "Come."
好，那主耶稣要让他们知道说，我呢就是主耶稣，你们不用怕。
And Jesus wanted him to know that it is him. Do not be afraid.
那我们知道他最后就看环境了，就掉下去了。
And we know later on, as Peter saw his surroundings, he fell.
本来是不错的，现在掉下去刚好主耶稣蛮慈爱的了。如果我想说让我当主耶稣，让他喝两口水再来说。
But Jesus was pretty merciful. If I were Christ, then I would probably allow him to drink some water before I pull him up.
那么喜欢出风头，让你尝尝看，没有信心的结果就这样子了。
And since you like to show off so much, this is how you should be taught.
三十一节，耶稣赶紧的哈伸手去，这个动作很紧迫的，舍不得他掉下去，衣服可能裤子湿了，上身还没湿吧。
But in verse 31 it says Jesus immediately reached out his hands. Perhaps Peter's shirts were still dry when Peter pulled him up.
主耶稣实在是很慈爱的，说真的。
And indeed, Jesus was merciful.
那我们看耶稣一上船，这个风就止了。
And we see that as Jesus came upon the boat, on board, the wind stopped.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
这一集很重要。
This is an important verse.
33节这句就是这个故事的结局。
And this verse
最后的结语了。
Is the conclusion of this incident.
在船上的人都拜他说你真是神的儿子。
Now, all those who were in the boat worshipped him saying, truly, you are the son of God.
这时候这句话可能记得最清楚的可能是彼得了。
Perhaps Peter was the one who remembered this the most.
他真的刚刚被耶稣走在海面上他们吓一跳以为是鬼怪自己又掉下去一次又吓一跳所以最后的结果他应该记住他正是神的儿子
Because Peter was surprised first to see Jesus walking in the water and second time when he fell so this should be a lesson in which Peter will remember always
所以在下沉的当中他记住了真理
It is at the point of downfall that we may resist That we may remember
所以十四章的这里的说你真是神的儿子到十六章他就讲出来了
And in verse 14 when they first recognized Jesus until verse 33 when they truly said that you are the son of God
十六章第十三节耶稣问他们说那我是谁呢
And they learned their lesson that in chapter 16 when Jesus asked them who do you think I am
他们说有人说你是施洗约啦有人说你是以赛亚啦有人说你是耶利米啦有人说你是先知里面的一个
and some say you're the John the Baptist some Elijah some Jeremiah or one of the prophets
那耶稣说那你们讲呢
but Jesus said what do you think
这时候彼得讲的也是跟十四节那个差不了多远多远
and here Peter made a reply similar to that one recorded in chapter 14
你是基督是永生神的儿子
You are Christ, the son of the blessed God
这不是他第一次讲出来说神的儿子不是他第一次讲的老早我们十四章的时候已经有了他们吓一跳那时候已经拜耶稣风跟海就是都听他的这时候他们就晓得他是神的儿子了
Peter wasn't the first to proclaim Jesus as the son of God for the people have already done so in chapter 14
所以这是彼得在跟主的路上的一个学习
And this is one of the lessons in which Peter learned.
我们有时候从失败里面，从软弱当中，要能够学到一点什么了。
Oftentimes in our weakness and in our trials, we must learn something.
彼得学到了，所以主耶稣就说：“好，你叫做磐石，你叫石头。”
And as Peter answered correctly, Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona."
那要把教会建在这个磐石上面。
And you shall be called the rock, and on the very rock that I will build my church.
并且给他们权柄。
And he gave them authority.
所以这是从失败里面得到的学习。
And this is a lesson to learn during failure.
那我们再看马太福音十六章二十一节。
And also, let's turn to Matthew 16, verse 21.
这时候主耶稣跟他们讲说他要被抓。
Here Jesus prophesied of the event that he shall be captured.
并且要被害，并且三天之后要复活。
And he shall be accused falsely and be crucified and resurrected on the third day.
这时候的彼得没头没脑的就拉着耶稣。
And for no reason, Peter clung onto Jesus.
幸好可能耶稣的衣服还不错，那个在旧约里面，我们记得吗？那个扫罗王拉那个撒母的衣服一拉就拉破了撒母就说好吧你衣服都拉破了那你国就这样子跟你没份了
and it is good that Jesus clothing was better than that of Samuel's for back then when Saul pulled or yanked the clothing of Samuel it tore off and Samuel said to Paul your nation shall tear off just like the garment
彼得也非常热情啊讲话讲就讲还拉
andPeter was pretty passionate that he not only speak, he also pull.
拉着耶稣，并且劝你说：“主啊，你万不可这样子了。”这是他很真诚的一种，对耶稣的一个爱情。
And he hang on to Jesus, saying, "Lord, this shall not happen to you." This shows his compassion and love for God.
不可以这样子，这事情一定不会临到你身上。
He said, "This shall not happen to you."
他在众人当中，他对耶稣的这样感情应该。他想说主耶稣至少夸奖一句嘛说你这个人实在是不错
and perhaps he was thinking to himself that because of what he did he should get praise from God
这可以表现出他的很一颗沸腾腾的这个赤诚忠心
because this can perhaps show his great love for Christ
他没有想到主耶稣一转过头来就说撒旦
Unexpectedly, Jesus turned and said, Satan.
At
this time, he must have been surprised. Get behind me, Satan. Because you're the one who stumbles me.
他以为他是跟神同路人啊，现在反而变成耶稣的绊脚石了。
He thought that he was with Jesus. He never thought that he would be the stumbling block.
你看，在这个之前，耶稣还大大的褒奖他一番，说你要是磐石的。
Because right before this, Jesus had already had just told him that he is the rock.
本来是要建立教会的磐脚石，现在变成绊人的绊脚石，这个相差多远了。
He was supposed to be the rock on which the church is to be built, and here, immediately, he was to be the rock who stumbles Jesus.
这给我们很大的教训。
This is a teaching for us to learn.
你也可以成为磐石，也可以马上就变成绊脚石。
You can be the greatest rock for the church, and at the second moment, be the stumbling block.
当你真正的有天父的旨意，天父的指示来讲话来做事的话，你就是磐石。
When you speak of the words of God, you are the rock.
你可以帮助教会，建立教会。
And you can help the church and establish the church.
如果你体贴人意，你做事的话，你看起来好像很热心呐、啊，你说哇很好心很热心，但是变成绊脚石啊。
But on the other hand, you can appear to be very nice and be a stumbling block to the believers.
这个变化多大？
How big is this transformation?
你看，圣经没有经过几节而已啊，可能没有多久时间。
And we can see from the scriptures, it may not have been too long after.
一下子是磐石，一下子是绊脚石。
That in one incident, it was the rock for the church, and the other, it was the stumbling block.
因为他体贴人意。
Because he was weak to human needs.
照天父的旨意，你就是磐石。
If you obey the will of God, then you can be the rock.
你体贴人力就是给魔鬼当工具，你就是耶稣的绊脚石。
But if you yield to the weakness of man, then you become a stumbling block and a tool for Satan.
这相去何远啊，何其大！
And how great is this contrast?
好，我们再看马太福音十八章。
Now let's read on in chapter 18 of Matthew.
马太福音十八章
Matthew chapter 18.
在这里，我们知道主耶稣讲了赦免的道理。
Here Jesus teaches forgiveness.
从第十五节。
From verse 15 on.
就是说，在教会如果有发生犯罪的事情，要怎么办？
He teaches what if someone transgressed another in church.
那到最后。 在这之前也说不要绊倒人。
And before this, God, Jesus teaches that we should not allow others to fall.
那这个彼得他看看他想说，那时候我们看二十一节。
Let's read in verse 21 first.
二十一节，那时彼得近前来，很多人，然后他就跑到耶稣前面去了。
And there are a lot of people around Jesus, and Peter approached Jesus.
他也是。 有备而来，所以在耶稣面前大叫一声：“主啊！”这样。
And perhaps it was premeditated, and he came before Jesus and said, "Lord."
他说：“我弟兄得罪我。”
My brother has sinned against me.
这跟十五节那个是耶稣的话相对的，印在一起的。耶稣说：“若你的弟兄得罪你，那他现在也是他听到也是很认真的，先用到自己身上。那如果有兄弟得罪我。” 所以接耶稣的话接得很顺。In
verse 15, Jesus had already said, "If your brother sins against you," in verse 21, we see Peter using this exact same phrase from Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, my brother has sinned against me."
所以说，若有弟兄得罪你，你就要去趁着他只有跟他跟你在一处的地方指出他的错来。所以说这样讲，他就讲了说，好像看的好像比耶稣伟大一点。他说，我要饶恕他几次啊？
And in verse 15, Jesus teaches his disciples, saying, "If your brother sins against you, then you should talk it out among yourselves."
意思就是说，他已经超越了以牙还牙、以眼还眼的这个最低以前的那个低标准了。
But in verse 21, Peter was proud and said, "I am, and you know, how many times should I forgive my brother?" In his heart, he was thinking that he was above the teaching of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
并且他这个问句哈，我当饶恕他几次呢？ 这个问是假问哈，在修辞上面的假问，就是修辞学上面假问一下。
And this question was not exactly a question.
It's a rhetorical question.
It's a rhetorical question.
他自问自答。
And he answered himself.
所以他自己提出问题，他自己就答了，马上答，他不用耶稣来答。
He did not wait till Jesus answered him.
他有立志说，七次可以吗？够不够意思？
And he said, up to seven times, is that good enough?
所以他这个讲说七次，好像自己伟大起来了。
And when he said up to seven times, it may seem that he was really proud of himself.
这个答案是他老早准备好的啦。
This is an answer that he had already prepared to say.
如果是真正问答，真正要问的话，应该等耶稣答嘛，对不对？他不是啊，自问自答，就是这个老早想好了。
Had this been an actual question for Jesus, he would have waited until Jesus answered.
那他等的可能想说，好像很得胜的样子，要等待耶稣赞美一下。
And after he said that, perhaps he was waiting for Jesus to praise him.
所以他说到七次，可能停一下说可以吗？够意思吧？
And he said seven times, is it enough?
他没有想到主耶稣好像给他泼了一桶大的冷水，冰水吧。
Unexpectedly, God, Jesus sort of poured a bucket full of cold water on his shoulder.
并且主耶稣好像指到他鼻子讲话。
And it may seem that Jesus spoke.The following phrase to him directly.
二十节，耶稣说：“我对你说。”这耶稣指到鼻子，我对你说。有时候耶稣讲道理哈，有时候一个人问他，耶稣跟众人讲。这次呢，耶稣我对你讲。
And here Jesus seems to have pointed his finger right on Peter's nose and said, "I tell you."
不是到七次。
That not only seven times.
你以为你很伟大，到七次。
You think that you are a great person. Seven times is enough.
那还差得远哦。
But that was far off.
耶稣说要七十个七次
but up to 70 times seven.
所以跟耶稣的七十个七次比起来，他的七次就变得好渺小。
Comparing to 70 times seven, Peter's seven times seems small.
彼得的心胸变成很无奈。
And Peter must have felt uneasy with himself.
看起来又好像很狭隘，又很苛刻了。
And he might feel ashamed.
那也因为他这个样子，所以耶稣才要讲以下的这个一个不怜悯人的这个故事，一个比喻啊。
And it was perhaps due to comfort that Jesus tells of the following story.
所以这样的话也感谢神，让我们有下面这个以下的哈，接下来这个比喻可以看。
And I guess we have Peter to thank for the wonderful story that is to follow.
但是在当场的彼得已经是。难过的要命。
But at that time, Peter must have been really sorry with himself.
啊，说的也是，你能当你拿最好成绩回家的时候，妈妈说，还差得远的咯。
It's just like you bring home the best report card you can possibly make, and your mom tells you, yes.
但是看人，然后是要鼓励的。但是这个彼得，主耶稣要用这个方式来对付他。
But this is the way in which Jesus teaches Peter.